This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Families of service members killed during the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan are demanding answers from the Biden administration. Yesterday, the Gold Star families gathered in Escondido, that's a suburb in North San Diego County. Mom Kelly Barnett lost her son to a suicide bomber at the Kabul airport.
Biden, the Biden administration, incompetent, cowards, evil.
Darren Hoover lost his son and accuses the Biden administration of taking a sick victory lap after the Afghan pullout.
To say that they're satisfied with the withdrawal of our troops is nothing short of disgusting and ignorant.
Republican Congressman Daryl Issa from California says this is only the beginning to hold the Biden administration accountable.
There are many, many questions unasked or unspoken today that have been asked that we will get to the bottom of.
Funeral services will be held this morning for Sinead O'Connor. The Grammy Award-winning Irish singer was found dead in her London home late last month at the age of 56. Her passing came a year after her 17-year-old son Shane took his own life. There will be a private service followed by a funeral procession along the seafront in the town of Bray in Ireland, where she lived for 15 years. An assassination attempt against Ukraine President Zelensky has been thwarted.
The detained woman has been interrogated in relation to her involvement in gathering intelligence about Zelensky's imminent travel plans. According to Ukraine's Secret Service, the informant sought to obtain his itinerary to share with Russian authorities. This development aligns with Ukraine's ongoing efforts to combat traitorous activities within its country. I'm John Schaefer.
College football starts soon here in America. Georgia sits atop the preseason coaches poll at number one. Thanks for listening. USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tesla's chief financial officer is stepping down. Zach Kirkhorn, who worked at the plant near Austin, Texas, had been with the electric car company for nearly 13 years. In a post to social media, he thanked Elon for his leadership and optimism. No reason was given, though, for his departure. Kirkhorn will be replaced by Tesla's chief accounting officer. A North Carolina home repair company is being ordered to pay tens of thousands of dollars for firing two workers who refused to participate in daily prayer meetings.
The federal complaint against Aurora Pro Services claims the company created a religiously hostile work environment. It alleges that leaders, including the owner, would read Bible scriptures and require employees to recite prayers in unison. Aurora's attorneys previously denied that the prayer meetings were mandatory. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Video conferencing company Zoom has told its workers to get back to their brick-and-mortar location.
There's a good chance you had a Zoom meeting while working from home during the pandemic, but now Zoom is telling its employees they have to go back to the office. A spokesperson for Zoom said the company believes a structured hybrid approach would be the most effective for its employees. Workers who live close to an office will be required to work on-site right to interact with their teams, Zoom became the way people held meetings while working from home during the height of the pandemic. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for being there. Lance Pry, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's
well, it's a great-looking Tuesday here in Florida, and it's great to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. You know, these past couple of years, we've learned about good science and bad science. I think we can agree, right, that all science that was presented to us in the end proved to be prejudiced. And I shouldn't say all, but too much of it did. Certainly a lot of decisions that were made supposedly based on science, kind of have blown up. But, of course, you know, watch what they do, whether it's the WHO and the powers to be that control the data. You know, they're controlling the narrative and making sure the mainstream media is squashing any disruption, any contradiction, any search for the truth about what's happening when it comes to our health. But, you know, the reality is good science is a good thing. And when good science is working in any of the institutions, you get positive results. I mean, that's really the bottom line of all this. Dr. Curry Myers is with us. He's a retired sheriff who's combined 35 years of professional experience as a law enforcement officer, and he joins us now. Dr. Myers, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
Well, I appreciate the topic and what you're sharing with the audience here, because it, I don't want to get us in a situation where we're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I mean, you know, the bathwater that is bad, we need to get rid of. No doubt about it. But we need to see that there are some positive examples, even in our crazy upside down culture that we're experiencing today, that's proving to be positive when it comes to policing, right?
That's exactly right. In fact, we did throw the baby out with the bathwater. We had what was considered to be a problem with police shootings and police misconduct around the country. And that's a different topic than completely trying to throw the criminal justice system on its ear. I would make the argument, number one, that less than 3% of interactions with law enforcement officers end up using some sort of hands-on or guns or some sort of self-defense. So that's only 3% of the hundreds of thousands of interactions that police officers do every year. And when I say the 3%, that doesn't mean someone is shot and killed. That means actually hands-on that the person has with the police officer, or the police officer with the person. And
right.
It gets even smaller when it comes to the death of somebody by the hands of the police. We took data and research. We made it spurious and where it couldn't be trusted. And we started making our criminal justice decisions. And I would make the argument we've done this with many systems and subsystems in government today, that we decided to use a feelings-based approach in our public policy. And the criminal justice system is a perfect example of that, where we took a feelings-based approach. We thought that police were racist, out of hand, had problems, and that is only 3% of the time, and even 3% of the time, about 90% of that 3%, if this makes sense, is unfounded or justified use of force. So it's even a smaller amount, and we need to deal with the smaller amount that are bad actors, which is a percentage of law enforcement officers throughout the United States, and weed them out. And that's what we should have concentrated on. To your point, you talked about research, and the best research in the world for police officers is called evidence-based policing. It's a, it's one that I truly believe in. It's a use of scientific research, data, and empirical evidence to guide decision-making and shape policies and improve police practices. And it's done in real time. And if you can do that, that is the least prejudicial form of information you can get, is because it's based on data and it's based on science and it's not based on feelings.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right there. I mean, you're just, you know, like Joe Friday used to say, just give me the facts, ma'am, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. So what happened is we spiraled out of control because we started using feelings-based woke policies, and it ended up, especially in the urban areas, where about 1% of the progressive counties make up about 42% of America's murders today. And we'll say that again, about 1% of the progressive-run counties in America make up 42% of the murders that occur in the United States of America.
Okay, and so, that puts a target on that particular category that's, I think, is quite obvious, is it not?
That's true, and those are the first ones that ended up trying to defund the police department. So, and we've had about a 5 to 10% reduction in police budgets throughout the United States. But what has occurred is that police officers have left in droves because they don't feel wanted, they don't feel liked by the community. They certainly have shown by elected officials in some areas that they haven't been liked. And so we had a large amount of retirements. We had early retirements. We had police officers that left after 10 or 15 years on the job as very seasoned police officers that were there to be mentors and guides for new officers coming on board. So we've lost that void. And it's been difficult to hire even new officers because people don't want to join this profession because they don't feel like they're going to be back. So in by de facto, it has been a police defund movement because over 80% of your police budgets are salary and benefits. And so you have reduced policing, and it takes police officers to go out and investigate and arrest people. And that's not being done. And then you throw the fact that we've had prosecutors that have not followed state laws that have been passed by legislatures and signed by governors. And they've literally have ignored some items and areas that they individually don't think is right. So they're not enforcing the law. And they took bail reform 100 steps too far than what it should have been taken. And so we have very serious violent crime offenders, and recidivism is still around 60%. For violent crime offenders, it rises to about 70%. If you're under the age of 25, it goes to about 80%, which means they're going to reoffend if they get back out.
Oh, yeah. You're in the system forever then now, right?
Yeah. But when you get out and end up getting rearrested, they're letting these people that are violent crime reoffenders, recidivists, back out. And that's one of the major causes of why crime is completely out of control. And there's other social contagions going on that is unique to time and space in America right now.
Right. They don't just exacerbate the problem all the more. But the other problem is now you got some of these communities going, you know, they're kind of waking up and smelling the coffee and realizing the error of their ways. And I've said from day one, Dr. Myers, it's not like you could go down to Costco and say, oh, okay, let's go down aisle 13 and find a seasoned 15, 20-year police officer that we can fill in the gaps and rebuild our police department, right?
That's exactly true. It's going to take decades to make up for the loss of that kind of field leadership. They're not going to be able to train police officers as well, and they're not going to be the police leaders in the future.
Unbelievable. We've got Dr. Curry Myers. You know what we're talking about. Stay with us. We've got more. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Hey, we're back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Also, heads up, hey, don't forget, we have a daily television show. It's a TV podcast that airs on, I don't know why I keep forgetting the exact location, but let me tell you here in just a moment, as soon as I can clear all the mess here. Here we go. It airs on talk4tv.com. If you go talk4tv.com at 1 o'clock sharp, and it's an hour with our special guest, so we're able to focus a little bit more on the topic. And, hey, you get to see my face that they say is, you know, made for radio. So what can I tell you? But hopefully it's not too scary. But great guest, just like you have here, but we're able to spend a little bit more time. Dr. Curry Myers continues with us right now. And we're talking about evidence-based policing. You know, just give me the facts, Jack. And we've ignored it. And it's unbelievable for as long as we've been experiencing these downtrends and the rise of crime in our local communities that, you know, the stubbornness reigns supreme here, Dr. Myers. I mean, look at it. You know, I got to imagine at the very heart of the majority of the men and women in blue, it's to protect their communities. And here they're being handcuffed by these, you know, these liberal DAs, these warm and fuzzy types that come in, you know, from their high perches and thinking that they know better than everybody else. And the historical record and practical applications of things that we've learned in the past be damned, because their ideas are better. But, you know, as my dad used to say, the proof's in the pudding, and the pudding that they're putting out stinks.
Yes, I agree. I started my career as a state trooper, and I got into this profession is because I wanted to serve something greater than myself.
Right.
I had other opportunities to do other things, and I felt called to be a law enforcement officer, and I joined what was one of the finest law enforcement organizations, and at least in the state that I lived, Kansas, was the Kansas Highway Patrol, and became a state trooper, and that's how I started my career. But the whole emphasis behind that career is I wanted to serve something greater than myself. And I think if you ask most police officers around the country, there is a sense of community, and there is just a sense of serving something greater than themselves. And they choose this career because they're kind of it's kind of pointed out to them, you know, through their prayers and through their thoughts and through their upbringing. And that's how most police officers are formed. There's 5% of any profession are bad actors. Right. We have to focus on those. And, you know, there's some police officers that want to do this job because they want power. They want power over people. And you can find those police officers rather quickly, quite frankly. It's easy to hide for the first 6 to 9 months, but after then, you know, the true personalities start to come out.
Yeah. Because the number of interactions, like you were talking about, the number of interactions you have with the public are, you know, they start compiling, and the people can find out real quick what's happening, right? So it self exposes. And the other thing I would say, Dr. Myers, just in relevant to what you were saying, is that what I've appreciated is that, you know, people like yourself, and when you go over and you consider the men and women in blue, it's like God specially wired them to do this. You know? I mean, there is special giftings, a special talent that, you need to realize. And in my observation, that's what I've been able to see. That there's just some, you know, consistent, special characteristics that, that's the kind of person you want with a gun, you know, protecting your safety. And like, for example, I will say this just as a sidebar between me and you. The audience has known this before. You know, we've talked about it with the situation with Michael Brown. You know, the police officer here, he's a career police officer. He just wanted to serve. And he gets shuffled off to Buffalo because of this vortex that comes into play, this cultural vortex that spits him out. And for all that he invested and doing something that he'd love to do, and I put myself in his shoes to think, gosh, if somebody took the opportunity that I lived for and enjoyed and stole that from me, that would be painful.
Blessed be the peacemakers.
Yes.
That's the first and foremost, but in particular, that officer, Let's look back at it just even 10 years ago. That officer, rightfully so, should face any kind of investigation that needs to be done from outside the agency. This occurred in the state of Missouri, and the police officer was investigated internally. Mm-hmm. The police officer was investigated by the Missouri State Highway Patrol, which is the state police mm-hmm. for that state in Missouri. They found that he did not commit a crime and that the shooting was justified. The internal investigation found that the shooting was justified. The district attorney for that area found that the shooting was justified. The Department of Justice came in and looked, and of course they don't make any press release, but they found that the shooting was justified.
Right.
And yet this police officer lost his career, was lambasted in the media, was threatened, and whereabouts basically unknown to most people. Mm-hmm. And he's right. unknown because he's afraid yeah. to be out in public. Whereas 10 years ago, he would have been exonerated and back on the job. Now, when a police officer goes through that, there are things the agency has to recognize post-traumatic that occurs to police officers in shootings. Mm-hmm. Whether they meant to do it or whether it was an accident or whether it was a the shooting was appropriate. But police yeah. officers are human beings. They still need help, guidance, some mental health assistance to survive those issues post-traumatic. I was in the 1993 federal courthouse shootout and bombing incident in Topeka, Kansas, and I lived through this. And that's prior to law enforcement really getting the kind of mental health treatment that that they get nowadays. Back in my day, they just said, well, time to put your big boy pants on and get back to work the next day. And so those we have gotten so much better in so many different areas. We do not live, and law enforcement is not systematically racist. I counter that completely. I disagree with it completely. Is there elements of racism? Yes, there, because the public, we are mere reflections of the public that we exactly. serve. I tell this to my students. I tell this anytime I speak in public. We are mere reflections of the society that we serve. If you live in a bad, corrupt community with high crime, then you're going to have problems with your police departments if they're not managed effectively. So what has been the new rollout as a result of high crime? We have lowered standards for police officers in some of these areas that are having high crime. So you have places like Memphis, Atlanta, Detroit, other cities
How does that make sense?
It doesn't make sense at all. You've lowered the standards. You've probably lowered the pay because you've lowered the standards. We have some police agencies today that are now letting lower-level felonies be accepted, and you're still able to be a police officer. We should not forget that police officers have the ability to arrest, to detain, to investigate. There are intelligence systems that can be looked up. There's databases in which people can be looked up. You want to have ethical police officers that can access information and not be able to use it personally against somebody or because they have an issue or a problem.
Exactly.
Look at the Memphis shooting that occurred not too long ago. That ended up being a personal vendetta between two people that a police officer took out on that individual who was killed.
Yeah, right. The officer we were talking about in Ferguson was Darren Wilson, as you'll recall. I had to look up his name again to remember.
Yeah.
And I just pray. I pray that he's found some redemption. He deserves it.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com. Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. Families of service members killed during the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan are demanding answers from the Biden administration. Yesterday, the Gold Star families gathered in Escondido, that's a suburb in North San Diego County. Mom Kelly Barnett lost her son to a suicide bomber at the Kabul airport.
Biden, the Biden administration, incompetent, cowards, evil.
Darren Hoover lost his son and accuses the Biden administration of taking a sick victory lap after the Afghan pullout.
To say that they're satisfied with the withdrawal of our troops is nothing short of disgusting and ignorant.
Republican Congressman Daryl Issa from California says this is only the beginning to hold the Biden administration accountable.
There are many, many questions unasked or unspoken today that have been asked that we will get to the bottom of.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Minutes before the top of the hour, you know, just in time for the new start of the school year, the woke movement has spread. It never left. You think it left the building, right? You thought, okay, we've had enough. They're going to tuck tail and go. No, that's not the way this works. It is insidious, and they're not going to go away easily. Regardless of the facts and regardless of the pressure that mama bears and papa bears place, you've got to maintain the resistance because it continues to spread. It has even shown up in red states. Yes, in red states like Tennessee and Texas, where insidious books containing sexually explicit content can be found in libraries. I know you're kind of blown away to think, wait a minute, this is so academic and so basic. Why would you want to expose your young children to such smut? You see, common sense people ask that question. And you got to understand that we're living with a lot of not so common sense people that think that this is okay. And that it's more than okay, that it's acceptable, that it's okay for their kids, and if it's okay for their kids, then like it or not, it better be okay for your kids. If not, we've got power, we've got pressure, we've got ways in which your kids are going to be exposed with this kind of smut, whether you like it or not. And, oh, by the way, if you can imagine, these books also contain QR codes. You know, the QR codes that our kids have grown up with. They know how to use their cell phones and, you know, dial in and, you know, take a picture of the QR code that takes the children to inappropriate web pages. They're basically pornographic. That's the bottom line. Well, this all according to the president of Capital Resource Institute, Karen England, joins us now. Karen, welcome to the show. Good to have you back.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay, did I lay it out pretty much the way it is? I mean, this is a hot mess, Karen, and people need to understand that the battle has just begun. It's not over.
Oh, absolutely, and people would be shocked. I think anyone listening can go online, look at their school district library, and find, I'm not talking about, you know, something just a really conservative parent objects to. I'm talking about pornographic, vulgar, erotica, repeatedly in these books. And that's why we created our website that just recently went live, and we're adding new books and districts to it every single week. And it shows you the actual books. You can click on it and print the PDFs. You get the excerpts all for free. So you can judge for yourself. You can't say you didn't know if you heard this radio show. Because we're out there putting it out there. And the key thing is, parents can go and get these challenged and get these removed from local schools. And that's what parents are going to need to do. It's parents versus the American Library Association.
Exactly. Karen, walk us through. What should a parent do? Step one. A parent says, okay, I heard Karen Englund. She's talking to Bill Martinez, and we need to go to a website. So step one, what do they do?
First, you want to go to Take Back the Classroom, takebacktheclassroom.com, and get a copy of our toolkit, because that explains how we got here. And I think it's really important that we know how we got here and you understand the different laws. But in addition to that, it explains how you can go on your local school district website and look these books up. And if you're having trouble, you can reach out to our staff. We've been helping a lot of parents and parent groups find these books. And so the minute you find a book, you need to decide if that's something you want to challenge. Do you want it removed from the school library, or do you want parent permission before a kid checks it out? And then you start the process. Each school district in each state has a little different process here. In the last year, we've challenged three books so far in Clarksville, Tennessee. Two of them have been removed, and the other one, we're going to have to challenge it. But we have been successful, and so you can get these books removed. But you have to go through the process, whatever that process is, and it's different in every state and every school district. And it is something that I'm going to start carrying these printouts that we've made from our website everywhere I go, because people really think it's not that bad. I want them to look and see how much vulgar, graphic, some of the pictures. You would be arrested if you showed it to a neighbor child.
Exactly. Do you have a link of these pictures, Karen, that we could possibly use somehow and get them to other people?
Yes, absolutely. You can go on takebacktheclassroom.com. We show you the book. We show you the actual pages. And so, yes, all of those links can be sent out. We don't put anything up there that I haven't gone through and read myself. So I'm really careful to make sure it's not just a quick, one sentence that I'm objecting to. It's the book as a whole. And so everything on our site goes through me first. Nothing gets on there without me going through it and deciding, you know what, this is definitely objectionable and parents need to know about it. So, yes, they're all over the site. And we are, like I said, I think four books are going up in the next 48 hours. So every couple of days, we're uploading new books and new school districts across the country. We're adding the state of Utah. And so I think we'll have a total of 8 or 9 different states represented. And we're just continuing to fill the website so that it's a resource for parents everywhere.
Wow. Karen, congratulations on all the great work here. You've been the vanguard of this for so many years. What is it like for you? I mean, because you have been on the front lines of this, and this has got to rub your nerves raw, because this is just, you know, so insidious. And then when you try to talk to other parents that seem so laissez-faire or just so ignorant of this, I'm sure you're biting your tongue quite often. And to try to have some patience, you know, to get people to understand just how bad it is, and that they, you know, really, if we're going to do something about it, we need to be united against these forces, do we not?
Oh, absolutely. And the other side is united against us and our kids. You know, we're the only, we're the lobbyists for our children. And so if we're not
going to, that's what it comes down to. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who is going to protect them? And the other side is very serious about pushing their worldview onto our minor children. And so you have to, I will say, I'm a little more encouraged that people are waking up. Does it get frustrating? Yes. I received an email yesterday from someone that said, you know, 3 years ago, we were just talking about you. 3 years ago, we thought you were bat crazy. And now we know you are all, literally, we have this correspondence.
Yeah, I know the middle adjective.
Yes, I get it. And they were like, you know, and now we think you're a hero. We wish we would have listened back then, because things would be different in our school district now. Right. And so I'm just encouraged people are waking up and want to help those moms that are waking up and realizing this entire system has been against them and has not been their friend when we thought they were.
Well, the forces that are prevailing as far as the union and the public school system and that, they do not seem to be a positive agency for the family unit. When they want to take your kids away from you and they want to give them drugs to change their sex, to offer counseling that's inappropriate outside of the home and without parental permission. I mean, this is unbelievable that we're even having to have a long debate on this. You know, clearly this is a violation of our constitutional rights. But look at it, if you don't fight for your rights, then you're going to get run over. This is how we got here, right?
Oh, absolutely. It is. And people were trusting the school systems. Again, I now live in a red county in a red state, and we just found out that our local school district is not paying attention to Tennessee law and decided to align with we're a red county, but the administration decided to align with the ALA and their age limits for books, which there is none. So they think everything's age appropriate.
Unbelievable. Well, you know, I think that, you know, in the old days, Karen, you know, when I was growing up, households, remember they had the Tupperware parties?
Yep.
You know, and I think we ought to do a take back the classroom parties. And we'll just have
Absolutely.
Families get together, right? We get them together in local communities, local neighborhoods, you know, four or five families in the neighborhood together and go over this stuff, you know? And, and you don't need another piece of Tupperware anyway. But investment of time would be more beneficial if you deposited into your children and their education. Just saying, you know, that's all.
Yes.
Right?
Well, and they can go to our website and print these excerpts so they can carry them with them every time they're at a soccer game or a football game. They can show what is in your local school.
Yeah, without a doubt. Again, remind everybody where they can go to get their hands on all these great tools that are available. Karen, thank you so much for all the great work you're
Absolutely.
Doing, by the way.
Absolutely. TakeBackTheClassroom.com.
She is Karen England, the president of Capital Resource Institute. Thank you, Karen. Take care. Have a blessed
thank
day.
Thank you.
You got it.
Thinking of sharing a hotel room with your dog this summer? Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Teller, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with some tips. Before you book your stay, check if your dog is allowed and get an understanding about any other restrictions they may have on pets. Think about your dog's personality and health before bringing them. Sometimes boarding might be less stressful for Fido than a road trip and hotel stay. Make sure your dog is healthy and up to date on vaccinations. Pack a travel kit for your pooch with food, water, medications, leash, and more. Try to keep to your normal routine as much as possible when it comes to things like meals and walks. Consistency goes a long way. And keep pet etiquette in mind. Keep your dog on a leash in public places and don't leave them alone in the room for a long stretch. If left alone, puzzle feeders or long-lasting treats can help. There's more valuable pet information at avma.org.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In '95, I helped tow your moving trailer In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Before the top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Ashley Smith is going to be joining us in just a moment to talk about the chaos and to share her personal story. A wife of a police officer, and when you hear what's going on, it will gall you. I mean, it's 100% of the time people hear this story and they just can't believe it's happening in today's America. I mean, with all that we're seeing, you know, in New York City, of course, you saw those riots in the streets of New York. Of course, some of them, well, they, you know, it's kind of a gathering, you know, kind of, they want to declare it a riot. And, you know, same thing in the other cities. It's just amazing how they're word capturing and changing the narrative. But the fact of the matter is they're destroying property, stealing merchandise, wreaking havoc across the city. So why have the number of property crimes jumped in 62 of the 100 largest cities? Is anybody asking that question? Well, our next guest is, and she has a lot of personal reasons to ask that question. Ashley, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, tell us your story.
Okay. So, back in 2016, my husband worked for Montgomery Police Department and had been on the force for several years. He had a reputation for being a very proactive law enforcement officer. He got the job done. If there was stuff going on, he was handling it. And so they had moved.
So was he kind of a broken windows kind of guy? Is that what you're saying when you say he's proactive?
Yeah. So if he,
is that fair
if
to say?
I mean, okay. If he was, there was a problem, they were going to be radioing him. Hey, there's a problem.
Okay.
Get your unit out there and let's handle this. And so, he was moved from his regular district and assigned to a specific detail in an area where there were rampant burglaries and break-ins, vehicle break-ins, and it had been happening so much that his superior officers were like, this needs to be taken care of, get it handled, stop anything you see in that area that moves. This is the description of the person that we believe to be committing these crimes. This needs to be handled.
So his bosses decide they're going to send the A team in there. They're going to send somebody who can get the job done, right? Because it hadn't been getting done. It's only been getting worse, going in the wrong direction, right?
Seems to
be common sense, right?
Right. And so they sent an officer that wasn't going to sit in a secluded area and play on his phone and wait for the time clock to run out. Like, they sent an officer that they knew would patrol, and he would ride around, and if he saw someone that fit the description or someone that looked like maybe they shouldn't be where they were at that time or whatever, he would stop and say, hey, what you doing out here? Like, what's going on? You know? And so, that's what happened. He was in the neighborhood that the break-ins were happening in. There was a subject walking down the road, that fit the description of the person who had been doing these break-ins. He was wearing, you know, baggy clothing and, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. He's walking on the side of the road. He's got his hands in his pockets. He was like, let me just stop and see what this guy's doing. So he stops him to start out. The subject was compliant. He stopped, was talking to him, a little bit fidgety, kept putting his hands in his hoodie pocket. For Cody's safety, he doesn't know, that's my husband's name, Cody. He doesn't know what he's reaching for, what's in his pocket. So at that point, for his safety, he informs the subject he's going to do a quick frisk for his safety. The subject complies. He frisks him. During the frisk, he feels a hard object at his waistband. Subject gets kind of squirmy. He can tell things are about to shift. He's been doing it long enough. He can tell this is about to
At this point, at this point, your husband, he's a veteran police officer. He's been on the force for how long?
Five years.
Yeah. So he's got some experience. Okay, so go ahead.
Yeah, almost 5 years. Maybe it was like four and a half or something, but I mean it was close.
Right.
And so he can tell the guy's getting a little squirrely, so he radios for backup. So he feels the hard object in the waistband. Guy starts getting a little squirrely. He radios for backup. At the time he radios for backup, the subject starts to kind of sidestep, like he's going to try to get away from him. So Cody pulls his taser and says, he didn't tase him, but he said, just hold on. And he got more squirrely when Cody called for backup. He started getting more nervous.
Right.
So at that point, he's about to flee. So he shoves Cody, which is automatically a charge.
He shoves the police officer. Oh, my gosh. Okay, great.
So he shoves him and takes off. The second he shoves him and takes off, Cody pursues. That's what they're trained to do. So this idea that the prosecution and everyone else has that he shouldn't have pursued him, he should have just let him go, he didn't have any right to pursue. No, the second he put his hands on an officer, he had a right to pursue.
Exactly.
Him. He is following
He's broken the law at that point.
Right, and at this point, Cody doesn't know what he has on him and if there's a threat to, you know, the community that they're in.
Right,
also.
Exactly.
So he's pursuing.
Because, now this guy, he's got something in his waistband, could be a gun, goes off in the community, kills somebody, and Cody says, well, I just let him go because that's what you want me to do, right? So he lets him go, and then how much more liability is he going to have for that, right?
Right.
That's insane.
So
It
is, exactly. So he pursues him. The whole time he's chasing him, the guy continues to stick his hands in that front pocket. So for his safety, Cody is telling him, show me your hands, put your hands up, stop resisting. The guy is not listening to him, so he tases. Taser's first tasing is ineffective. The guy doesn't respond to the taser. So he tases him again. He doesn't respond to the taser again. They scuffle. The guy, at some point he dry stuns him. I think it was ejected tasers and then two dry stuns. He was tased a total of four times. And the guy was absolutely unresponsive to the taser. He continues to flee. Cody
was his clothes so thick that it couldn't, the tasers couldn't get through the clothing or some other situation?
So he had a hoodie on. I do think that there was definitely some of the taser prongs did not meet him because of the clothing. And so he swapped his baton as trained. So at this point, he's using all non-lethal force. He is using his use of force continuum as he was trained to do, starting at the lower force and working his way up.
You're amazing to me, Ashley. Here, you are the wife, and you know this language. This is impressive. This is impressive. Okay. Obviously, you two talk a lot. I mean, for you to know, you know this, and you don't get this just from watching Blue Bloods. So this is great. Okay, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sir. That's okay. So he's following his training. He uses his baton in the large muscle groups as he was trained to do. So side of his arm, side of his leg, trying to gain compliance. The guy is still not compliant.
Wow.
He runs off onto a porch. It is dark. It's 2:30 in the morning, and they get on the porch together, and Cody hears a clanking sound, like metal clanking. He looks and notices that the guy has grabbed some sort of large pole. He doesn't know exactly what it is. He just knows it is some sort of large metal pole object.
Right.
He tries to take a step back. When he steps back, there's a support beam behind him on the porch. He feels trapped in on the porch with this guy with a pole. The guy comes at him with a pole. At this point, he's used all non-lethal force. He chunks his baton and draws his duty weapon and shoots. As a result, the subject is die from the shots that were fired. So he, it turned out it was a large steel-enforced painter's pole that this guy had grabbed off of the, had been leaning up against the house where someone had been painting. And so he grabbed the pole and went to swing at him with it. We had an expert that did a study on this exact painter's pole and the effect that it can have. He did, but he's like a pig carcass trial. And they ended up, our attorney ended up not using this expert at trial, which is a whole nother issue. But he did this experiment on a pig carcass to show you what the damage this sort of pole could cause. It actually can break off on the end and make a jagged edge that could be act as a spear. Of course, Cody doesn't know that, but he knows this object could incapacitate him.
Well, yeah, of course.
And in the event that this object incapacitated him, this guy has now access to his duty weapon, access to his patrol vehicle that is walking, that is running, and his AR-15 that is in his patrol vehicle. So he has to not only defend himself in this situation, he has to defend the community. So when this guy armed himself, whether it be a gun or not, anything that can incapacitate an officer is a weapon. When he armed himself with this pole, he made a decision that was a life-ending decision for him.
Right.
And so Cody fired within 3 days of this shooting. Let me just back up. So Cody fired.
Okay, we've got about a minute. We've got about a minute and a half left here, Ashley. So go ahead.
Okay.
All right, just, you know,
I'll try to hurry. Okay, so he falls back. Cody actually kind of has a panic attack. Responding officers show up, and Cody's on the ground, like, pulling his vest off and stuff because he can't breathe. So it's not like he was unaffected by this. It was something that was really difficult for him. Within 3 days, they were charging him with murder. And then it took a couple years to get to trial because of some, you know, judge recusal issues and a lot of different things. We went to trial in 2019 where he was convicted of heat of passion manslaughter and sentenced to 14 years in prison. He's currently
He was convicted?
Yes.
Wow. Where's the police union in all this?
The FOP is being supportive, and they've agreed to do, like, an amicus brief to help with some of the legal stuff to add into our appeal process. The department was not supportive at all. The Montgomery Police Department just completely railroaded him and used him as an example. It's very political.
This is crazy. Now, Ashley, how can I find out more information? We've got 30 seconds left. I know our audience is going to be interested in this as well. Where can we find out more information? Is there a link that they can go and get more information on your husband's story?
Yes. Okay. So if you go to www.pipehitterfoundation.org, you can see Cody's story. It's on the homepage. Just click on Cody Smith, learn more. And that's pipehitterfoundation.org.
But we'll get some more information. I look forward to having you back because I want to get an update. So stay in touch with me, okay?
Yes, sir. I definitely will.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi. I'm